take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. We launch into hour number three. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's start the hour out by talking about drugs. First, marijuana, then hard lemonade. We'll get to that. But first, from the NYCLU, according to the Associated Press and CBS, police busted nearly 400,000 people for carrying small amounts of marijuana in the last decade in New York City alone, making New York City the world leader in marijuana arrests.
So they're counting number of arrests.
That's correct.
Well, New York City has more people than any place else, so it's a little unfair to count them as the number one place for arrests.
Okay.
What I think it's particularly looking at is how many per capita.
I understand that, but I think it's particularly interesting, Mark, that we've heard people claim on this show, and I think you might have been one of them, that marijuana is actually decrimmed in New York City, that it's only a finable offense.
I don't remember having said that.
I don't remember who it was that made that claim, but I remember hearing it a number of times. In fact, they do address that here in this story, so we'll see exactly how it is they're getting around that particular issue. If it's only a finable offense, how is it they could possibly have arrested 400,000 people in 10 years?
They're all drug dealers.
Well, they all have, yeah. They find a way, don't they? Here's the story. The civil rights advocates said Tuesday while unveiling a study criticizing the war on drugs, police officials who've long argued that the low-level drug arrests help drive down more serious crime, countered by saying the report's data was flawed and its findings misleading. The study by Queens College sociologist Harry Levine, titled Marijuana Arrest Crusade, accused police of purposely singling out minorities during the 10-year crackdown. It said that data provided by the Stat Division of Criminal Justice Services showed that between 1997 and 2007, 52% of marijuana arrest suspects were black, 31% were Hispanic, and only 15% white.
Mm.
The findings are further proof that racial profiling is a fact of life on the streets of New York, according to the executive director of the NYCLU. Laws were revised in the late 1970s to largely decriminalize carrying small concealed stashes of marijuana, but the scientist or the man here said he claimed that police routinely manufacture arrests for possession in public view, which is still a misdemeanor, by stopping young black men on the street and goading them into emptying their pockets.
Ah.
According to the study, arrests for marijuana possession...
And, of course, these young black guys don't know, likely knows, that it's just a fine if they find it in your pocket,
yeah.
But it's an arrestable offense if you pull out it out and show it to them.
Who would know that?
Who would know that?
Right. Well, the cops know it, and they know their authoritative demeanor scares people into doing what it is they want them to. So they find somebody on the street, they're standing there looking all scary with their gun, and they threaten them, and they say, empty out your pocket, son. And so what do people do? They do whatever the cop asks. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to get their heads smashed against something. They don't want to get beaten up. They don't want to get tasered. Okay, fine. I'll empty out my pockets. What's the worst that could happen? Well, you get arrested. According to the study, arrests for marijuana possession began skyrocketing in the late 90s during the Giuliani administration, a trend that continued under Mayor Bloomberg at an estimated cost of between $50 and $90 million per year. There were 39,700 arrests last year alone, according to the study. The 2007 total makes the city the marijuana arrest capital of the world, according to Lieberman, and the study says New York deserves that title because it devotes far more resources to arresting and jailing marijuana offenders than other large cities in Europe and elsewhere.
Hmm.
It also cites a previous analysis of FBI data showing that 5 of the top 10 countries with the highest per capita arrest rate were the 5 boroughs, so they did check per capita.
Hmm.
5 of the top 10 counties with the highest per capita arrest rate were the 5 boroughs in New York. Police disputed the study's finding that most of the misdemeanor arrests involved suspects carrying only a few grams of marijuana inside blunts or small plastic bags. Typically, they said the suspects were either smoking pot in public or carrying more weight, between about 1 and 8 ounces. New York's police spokes bureaucrat called Levine an advocate for marijuana.
I can't imagine that many people. How many? 400,000?
In 10 years.
In 10 years, okay.
He called Levine
so 40,000 a year carrying an ounce or more, and the cops just happened to find them,
uh-huh.
And the vast majority of them are black?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the spokesbureaucrat accused Levine as being an advocate for marijuana legalization and accused the New York Civil Liberties Union of using...
They can accuse me of that.
Yeah.
I mean...
Great. I'll wear that with pride.
It's certainly not the issue that I hang my hat on, but I'm far more interested in deregulation, total deregulation, mm-hmm. and lowering taxes than I am. Far lowering taxes. Cutting taxes to 10% of what they are.
He says that he accused the sociologist of misleading the public with absurdly inflated numbers and false claims about bias. Really? Is that the best you can do? Is just sit back and say, well, they're lying.
Just lob, unsubstantiated claims like that?
That's all they got, Mark. That's all they have is lies.
Where are your facts? Where's your, big
right.
presentation on what the facts are?
Right. Hey, don't accuse us of arresting a bunch of black people. We're not doing that.
Oh, yes, you are.
That's what the numbers say you're doing. The numbers show that that's what you're doing. On the street, people that are on the street would tell you that's what you're doing. You've got nothing else to say except, well, he's wrong. We're not doing that. These people are pathetic. Anyway, he says, if the NYCLU is for legalization, it should just say so without resorting to smears. Well, I don't know what the NYCLU stands for.
I don't know necessarily what they're for either, but, you know, if the laws are being applied unfairly, then that's wrong in and of itself. The laws are unfair, but even if the laws are unfair and they're being applied unfairly against people of different ethnicities, that seems wrong to me, too. Are you trying to tell me that many more people that are black smoke marijuana than
white? Nonsense.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's nonsense. I mean, they might like to tell you that, but it's crap. Their marijuana smoking is across the board, male, female, black, white, whatever subcategories you want to divide people down into, wealthy, poor, whatever, lots of people smoke marijuana. Parents, single people, kids, old people, lots of them do. Anyway, it needs to change. This all needs to end. This is insanity. $50 million. $90 million. As much as $90 million they spend in that city alone.
Wow.
To enforce the marijuana laws. Now, who benefits from this besides the city? Is society getting cleaned up? Are people stopping smoking?
Nobody in the city, really.
I mean, if you can
just
pick
the organization
off,
called the City of New York.
Right. If you can pick off 40,000 people a year in New York City, year after year, because this is 10 years, 400,000 people, well, you haven't reduced anything, have you? You've spent $90 million putting people in jail cells, ruining their lives, saddling them with a criminal record, inconveniencing them, possibly causing them to lose their jobs, maybe causing them to get kicked out of their homes for rent payments they couldn't make.
You know, and the funny thing is these convictions, they go with people for the rest of their lives, and
yep.
You never know how that's going to affect. You know, they may, somewhere down the line, they may be up against somebody else. They've worked harder in order to get the job. They've mm-hmm. studied longer. They've got better education. But, you know, an employer doesn't know two people. They're just meeting them, and they have this one marijuana conviction, this misdemeanor marijuana conviction. That could be the difference between them getting the job of their dreams and not.
But that doesn't bother them, Mark, because they don't care. They don't care about you.
They're miserable government bureaucrats
right.
in a lot of cases.
Right. I'm sure there are some government bureaucrats that are very, very nice people. But in their jobs, they don't care, and they don't have to care about you.
They're not incentivized
right.
to care.
Who could make the claim that spending $90 million to arrest 40,000 people in 1 year's time is in any way caring about those 40,000 people? You're hurting those people. You could make the argument, well, they were ruining their lives with this marijuana. Well, that's your opinion, and you don't have anything to back that up.
Right, and they would be ruining their lives with, somebody else could be ruining their lives with alcohol.
I can tell you,
that's legal.
I've smoked more marijuana than I can count, I can possibly even quantify, and I don't think my life has been ruined in any way, shape, or form. So please stop with this nonsense. Let's move on and let people make their own choices for their own lives and their own bodies. It's the only sane thing to do. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features do include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at internobs.com.
Well, you know, and basically they it is wholesale prices because it's set up for contractors, builders, designers, people like that. And those people get, you know, that's the idea of the site of Internobs. And they can get an industry discount if they go there to
nice.
Industry, to internobs.com. But the idea is it's set up to give these things wholesale to the public. You don't have to pay for the big store, all that other stuff that goes with, places that display knobs and pulls and sinks and faucets and all that other stuff.
And you're helping a liberty-friendly business as well.
Yep.
Internobs.com. We go to your phone calls. We still have to talk about hard lemonade and an underage drinker. But first, we go to William in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. William. Hello?
Oh, William? Yeah, I heard a loud beep.
What's
on your
mind?
I was trying to call the What Really Happened show.
Don't know what that is.
What really happened?
No, it's another GCN.
Oh, okay.
You're
on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Can't help you.
I was actually going to discuss an article from the February 1938 issue of Popular Mechanics.
Really? I get Popular Mechanics every month, and I do. They always show those time capsules in the magazine. Uh-huh. They show the old magazine, talk about it a little bit. So I like those. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is called the Billion Dollar Crop. And the reason I started thinking about this was because of the food crisis and, the fuel economy rolling over into the food crop economy or sort of thing. But I guess I was just going to read a couple of lines from the article.
Lay it on me.
Okay. American farmers are promised a new cash crop with an annual value of several hundred million dollars, which, of course, would be much more now. All because of a machine that was invented which solved the problem more than 6,000 years old. And the problem was that the hemp had to be broken up by hand for thousands of years until the Industrial Revolution.
Mm, okay.
And this, so this machine was invented, the article goes on, around 1938. Incidentally, the hemp was criminalized in 1939 with the marijuana...
Stamp Act.
Right.
I thought it was 37, but who's counting?
Was it 37?
That's the number that rings bell for me, but whatever.
I'm pretty sure. I was involved in a group called Normal. It says hemp is the standard fiber of the world. And it goes on to say that 77% of the cellulose can be used to produce more than... The plant leaves 77% cellulose, which is much, much more than corn stalks, and as far as I know, any other plant. Anyway, that was just sort of the gist of this thing. If we're looking at maybe producing our fuel from plants, I'd strongly urge anyone who's in sort of the hemp decriminalization movement to really speak up at this point.
Yeah, you know, the thing is it can be used for fuel, it can be used for paper. Yeah, all the greenies that are worried about recycling and all that stuff, mm-hmm. That problem could be solved. You wouldn't have to chop down trees if we would just allow hemp farms.
Yeah.
The
right.
stuff grows easily and quickly.
The very last paragraph of the article says, however, the connection of hemp as a crop and marijuana seems to be exaggerated. The drug is usually produced, the last two paragraphs are just about the narcotic of the female plant. And, yeah. Of course, we know now that it's been bred out. The narcotic has been bred out of the plant.
If they really, really, really wanted to stop people from growing marijuana here in the United States, one of the best ways to do it, is a lot of people grow outdoors, is to allow industrial hemp because the spread of the, the seeds and the pollen and all that stuff would then contaminate and destroy
marijuana.
The actual marijuana plants.
Yeah.
And they don't want to stop marijuana. They want, these people that have the contracts, the foresters, the chemical companies, they don't want hemp legalized.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hemp would be so useful, and, of course, ending the war on drugs would be far even more useful to advancing freedom in our lifetime. So I'm with you, man, and thank you for the call tonight.
Right.
We appreciate it.
I do agree with I believe that responsible adults should be allowed to use marijuana.
Same here.
Similarly to alcohol and tobacco. So
yeah. Thank you, sir. I think responsible adults should be allowed to do whatever the hell they damn well want to do with their own bodies.
As long as they don't hurt somebody.
Exactly.
Don't violate somebody else's property rights.
You want to stick a needle in your arm and shoot yourself full of some heroin? Go right ahead. Have a good old time. I'm not going to put you in a jail cell for that. That's its own punishment, my friend. Getting a heroin addiction?
Mm.
That's all you need. Yeah, if you can turn it around before you end up croaking, then great. Good for you. It's your life. You should be able to ruin it or make yourself feel as bad or as good as you want. That's your business. 1-800-259-9231. All right, we continue. Harvey and Kalispell listening on KGEZ. Hey, Harvey.
That'd be me. I agree with you guys 100%.
Wow, that's unusual, Harvey. You should have yourself checked.
Well, I did, and I still agree with you.
All right, what's on your mind tonight?
My mind is this. You know, I think Yogi Berra said it best when he said deja vu all over again.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm talking about, I get back to the States, and I'm watching this movie, and I see these DEA agents sucking down tequilas and smoking cigars.
Mm-hmm.
The way I used to watch them down at Cartagena.
The way what? Say again?
Well, they make these marijuana busts, and then they pat themselves on the back when they're drinking and smoking the two biggest killers that's ever hit, well, this country, probably most.
Oh, the irony is, yeah, the irony is certainly not lost on me, no doubt about that.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure you guys understood where I was coming from.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're in a situation here where I think it's going to teeter-totter thing. It's going to go the other way.
You think marijuana is going to be legal eventually and they're going to outlaw cigarettes or something?
Well, they already are outlawed in reality. I mean, they cost $5 a pack.
Well, they're getting more and more difficult to obtain, more and more expensive, more difficult to use.
Freedom's just another word for something you can't afford.
Interesting. Yeah, I think you're right. It certainly seems like cigarettes are going in that direction. I don't see any concerted push to really ban alcohol again, though. We had one of the chiefs of police here in New Hampshire essentially admit in front of a committee full of people, essentially admit that he would support bringing back alcohol prohibition. So even though there's not a concerted push right now, that doesn't mean there aren't people out there that wouldn't jump up and be in support of that idea, as bad as and awful of an idea as it is, that there are people out there that think it would be
world's
great.
Full of people that want to control your behavior.
Yep, and they need to be stopped.
Exactly. You can grow or distill anything you damn well please.
That's right, and we will. Thank you for the call, Harvey. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Vince is on the line in Indianapolis, and we'll take your calls about anything you want to talk about. Plus, we're going to talk about alcohol here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SniderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SniderHealth.com. That's SNYDERHealth.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Talix ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Talix, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Talix moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Talix and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy them on us. And they include the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to meet activists who are achieving success here in New Hampshire and listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
All right, we go to your phone calls. By the way, Sam in Texas, we talked to him earlier tonight. He's going to be at Porkfest.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
He was there last year, too.
Will probably be there. In fact, yep. He's waiting on the lines. We're going to get to him in a moment. But first, we got to go to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince. Vince in Indy.
Go Hello, ahead. Mark and Ian. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Vince, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to try to explain something to you because it's my profession I'm in, but I wanted to, explain something to you guys that was probably started back about in the late 80s and early 90s and through the mid 90s. Was this these things called tort reforms?
Yeah.
And civil and criminal law reforms.
Okay.
So as far as the courts, and we sat down, and let me tell you something, there was a very few of us as lawyers and accountants and whatever, trying to tell people what was wrong with all these things and how that they were now reversing things and putting you in harm's way.
Okay, how's that?
You know, we can get an example of no insurance accidents, you know, where people are now being put in harm's way because, you know, the quote-unquote service is being provided. But they don't go after the non-insured driver. Or, you know, let me give you another current example is identity theft. Where you got to sign up for these outrageously expensive programs that, quote unquote, would protect you against identity theft. But they, you know, if they're going to treat that as a crime, you're going to have to know who the perpetrator is. And a lot of times they won't give that to you.
Really? They don't tell you who the perpetrator is? That you've been the victim of a perpetrator?
I mean, if someone's stolen your identity and stolen, you know, $7,000 out of your bank account, or, you know, they've done a lot worse, you have to have some standing, you know, but see, in those agreements that you sign with those companies, they're going to send that to arbitration. They're not going to go through the criminal courts.
So I don't really understand where you're coming at here. You're saying that someone that signs up with an identity protection company, if they are violated, if they're under contract to have their identity protected, then at that point it is something that will be taken up in arbitration?
Taken up in arbitration, not through the criminal courts, you know, or going to the prosecutor and prosecuting the person.
Well, I mean, you did sign their agreement, and you agreed to the arbitration in advance, right? So I don't see what's so objectionable about that.
Well, the biggest problem is it's putting people like myself and yourself and people in this country in harm's way, because what they're doing with identity theft is saying that you should be responsible for that.
Well, to some extent,
the only reason you would know about it is because, you know, someone's taking a lot of money out of your bank account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you go back to the financial institution where it's happened, they're not going to disclose the names.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but in a lot of ways, I think Americans have been very lax in the protection of their identities. If you limit the amount of banks that you deal with and limit the amount of people that you give this information, like your Social Security number, to, and you hold on to it very dearly, banks would come up with other systems to open accounts. They wouldn't necessarily use your Social Security number. I think if they
by the Patriot Act, as I understand it.
If people made it hard enough for banks to do that, then they would change that law.
You mean like people not giving up their Social Security number?
I was told the Social Security number was supposed to be used for the Social Security Administration.
Yeah.
I don't participate in Social Security, so I don't give out my number. Thank you very much.
Well, that would really require quite a sea change, Mark, for people to do something like that, because most people aren't going to, and so therefore the bank can just say, well, you don't want to give your number? Well, we don't have to give you an account. See you later.
Yep, they don't.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're standing there with, you know, $1 million you want to deposit, they probably are just going to tell you to take a hike.
Well, you know, if it's 100 people with $10,000, then
you're right about the same thing. You're right. I mean, if enough people were to actually do that, then things could change. And maybe we'll see things like that happen up here in New Hampshire. And, you know, I share your frustration, Vince, and thank you for bringing that up tonight. We appreciate your call at 800-259-9231. The system we have right now as far as protecting your identity, and I've heard there's some good companies out there that'll help you out.
Oh, yeah.
Like LifeLock. I've heard good things about them. I don't know if they're any good, but
I've talked to them about advertising. But
we're trying to get them on board. But, you know, people are the marketplace is trying to pick up the slack for all these holes that the government has created that allow people to easily access your identifying information. So I don't really know what else to say besides that. You can chime in if you'd like and comment at 800-259-9231. Try not to use those numbers as often as possible. Many places that ask for your Social Security number do not need to be asking
for it.
No,
they certainly don't.
So if you make a habit out of refusing to give it, that's probably a good step.
You know, the gas company here that they deliver liquid propane, they wanted my Social Security number. They said, well, we have to have it in order to give you credit. You don't. You have no other system for giving me gas without getting my Social Security number. Well, you could pay ahead for the account. You could put a deposit in. Put a credit card on file. Oh, but you just out of course asked me for my Social Security number. I didn't say that part, but I asked a question and I got another system, and I didn't have to give up my Social Security number.
Yeah,
I try very hard not to.
I agree with you, Mark. That if more people were to start doing that, things could change. Maybe we'll see that happen here in New Hampshire. Let's continue with your call. Speaking of New Hampshire, it's Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave from RidleyReport.com. We were talking about your event earlier tonight, the Outlaw Puppeteering event. Actually, took place earlier today at the State House, and apparently you got away with it.
Yep, I just wanted to call in, have a first-person report. And, yeah, I was hoping to get arrested. I didn't want to get away with this.
Really?
But they really did, they did make every effort to ignore us, and they succeeded in ignoring
us. So did they even send any bureaucrats out, like the cops? Were they even around?
Not really. Now, there was one case where I went sort of into the state house grounds to go talk to somebody, and I just happened to be carrying a flag over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought one of the bureaucrats out, one of the state house police, to say, "Are you demonstrating?" And this is all on tape. I guess John Connell shot it on tape. He goes, "Are you demonstrating?" I'm like, "Well, yes." And he goes, "Well, do you have a permit?" I said, "Well, no." And I said, "I'm not going to get one, and I intend no disrespect." You know, so he said, "Okay," and he just left. But after that, I went to the area where we were going to demonstrate, and apparently that area is, like, not under his jurisdiction. So that
really
may have been why we didn't see him again.
Huh. So you're going to move it next time? Because just for our listeners just tuning in, here in New Hampshire, it's apparently illegal to perform a puppet show for profit, and you decided to do a puppet show for profit on the grounds of the state house today, but now you're saying you might not have been close enough to the state house? Is that what you're getting at?
We were considered to be on the right-of-way, which apparently is a huge right-of-way in that area. It was considered Concord city property.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we were way far away from, we were probably 50 yards away from the street almost, that still was considered basically sort of like part of the street, and so the guys inside the state house didn't consider that their jurisdiction. And that was pretty much where we said we'd be, so I figured we needed to stay there. But, yeah, next time we do it, we might do it in a more provocative location.
Move it a little closer to the front door.
Come and get us, coppers. We're a bunch of mad puppeteers.
Before you know it, I'll be doing it in the lobby.
Anything's possible. And some folks want to do it on the steps and stuff like that. But as long as we're out of the way, you know, I'm content doing it more and more different, you know, locations.
Right. It's really not fair to get right in the, you know, to do the show right in front of their doors.
No, that makes sense. I think you're being completely reasonable about this, and I love how you're promoting that you're going to keep doing them until you've made $1,000 in profit. And I'm wondering what your take was for today, Dave. If you'll hang on, we're going to bring you back to discuss this a little more. 800-259-9231. Dave from RidleyReport.com will tell us more about his outlaw puppeteering event today. And he apparently wanted to get arrested, but he didn't. Or coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. it will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go back to Dave in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live. Dave from RidleyReport.com, one of the most active, I think, of activists. Certainly one of the most visible ones here in New Hampshire, an early mover for the Free State Project. You went out today around noon to the State House and performed an illegal puppet show. That's right. For those just tuning in, puppet shows for profit in New Hampshire without a permit are illegal. And you actually expected to be arrested today. I predicted that you would not be arrested because we were not arrested in our civil disobedience involving gambling in public about 2 weeks ago. And so I figured if they're going to ignore gambling, they're certainly going to ignore a puppet show. And it turns out they did ignore you today, Dave. Dave, are you still there?
I was just hoping to.
You were hoping to get arrested. Gotcha.
Yeah. Once I got to the point where we were a couple days, you know, 1 or 2 days away from it and no bureaucrats had called, I figured that and that didn't care.
Did you expect to hear from them? Did you expect them to call and threaten you and try to get you to back down?
Yeah, every time we've had a civil disobedience arrest, you know, where, you know, the event has been announced in advance, almost always they'll call, you know, or they'll come visit you or something like that. Mm-hmm. And say, hey, just want to remind you that this is the penalty, yada, 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 try and talk you out of it. But they weren't doing that this time, so that's why I figured I wouldn't get arrested.
Now, doesn't it, they arrested the outlaw manicurist, isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Now, don't you think that maybe they've changed, like, sort of their tactic? Instead of arresting these people that are clearly doing silly and inconsequential things that we've made illegal that people should be able to do, I think we should just ignore them. And maybe they'll go away.
And that's the track that like if you've ever seen the movie Gandhi, that's sort of the track that things took. The first time Gandhi went and did something, they beat the snot out of him.
Yeah.
For trying to burn his identity papers. And then, you know, years later where he's like, hey, I'm going to march to the sea and make illegal salt. Well, they said, let him march. Mm-hmm. He's not going to destroy the British Empire by making salt. Well, after a while, there's like hundreds of thousands of people out there making their own salt because they could get away with it. And then they had to fill the jails up. So we're kind of in that sort of second step maybe where they're trying the ignoring part, but that's not going to work either.
I was earlier in the show tonight. I had suggested that, you know, we're definitely in the they are ignoring us stage, I think, at this point. And the old quote from Gandhi, I think, was they first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. I'm thinking, and I'd like your thoughts on this, Dave, is it possible we could just skip over the fight you phase? I mean, after all, as Mark said earlier, it's just an old quote. So perhaps they'll just ignore us and then laugh and then we'll win. Maybe we could just skip the fighting part.
Well, we've already been through the fighting part. You know, we've had, what, 13, maybe 15 arrests, you know, of Free Staters since they started moving here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think maybe the authorities realize, oh, well, when we arrest them, they just get stronger, you know. So it may be better for them if they're not doing it. So it's conceivable we're sort of maybe entering some of the win phase right now after having gone through all the other phases.
Very interesting. So you're saying maybe it's gone in reverse,
we'll basically? Have to leave it to the historians to figure that part
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. I just find this absolutely fascinating. You're going to go ahead and push the envelope again. You're going to move your protest a little closer to the state house. You're going to continue doing puppet shows until you've reached $1,000 in profit. What was your take today, by the way, if you don't mind revealing?
$55.
Not too shabby. How long were you out there?
Oh, just about an hour.
Hey, $55 for an hour's worth of time? I hope you paid the puppet makers.
Oh, I should. That's a good idea. I've paid them with free publicity, but yeah, they need something for the puppets. I certainly did waive their the admission fee, though. That's for sure.
That's good. Now, the puppets were, by the way, made by a few homeschooling kids from the area. And Kelly Halderson, actually, she called the show here recently. She's actually one of our newest amplifiers. I haven't signed her up for that yet, but she's going to get processed over the weekend, as most of our amplifiers are processed over the weekend. So it's good to have her on board. But if you were to pay the puppet makers, would that make them accomplices to your illegal action?
I don't know, but they've already put a video of themselves up on YouTube claiming to be accomplices. So.
Hmm. I think that should be drawn to the attention of the police and see maybe they'll make a move against them. Who knows?
Yeah.
Seems unlikely.
Oh, by the way, I am editing a report of my own on reallyreport.com right now, and that will link to all the other videos that I'm aware of. There's a lot of videos shot today of this event.
Ah, fantastic. And that's something else we're seeing happen, Dave, is that more and more people with video cameras are showing up to these activism events.
There's so much pro-liberty stuff going on in New Hampshire on video that I can't watch it all.
Yeah, that's a great problem to have, and that's going to, I think that may be one of the other factors that
is
helps
that
us.
Is that happening in your state?
Probably not. I think that all those video cameras around, plus combined with all of this great activism, is going to be one of the things that really helps this movement grow so quickly that they won't be able to do anything about it, that they're going to have to keep ignoring us, and that's all they're going to be able to do is ignore us. I mean, we're going to essentially create our own voluntary society and invite people to join us to, as I've been saying, withdraw from the coercive society and join the voluntary society. Someone accused me after I withdrew from the, after I revoked my membership in the Libertarian Party earlier this week, somebody accused me of, trying to change their society. And no, I'm not trying to change your society. You can have your involuntary society. You can have your coercive society. If you want to live under coercion and slavery, then okay, that's your choice.
Everybody wants to change society. I think that's a straw man argument. I mean,
but I don't. I just want to create my own society.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to change yours. You can have your society.
The reason you left is because you don't like theirs.
Yeah.
So I mean, I see what you're saying, but the vast majority of people, I don't know whether I can entirely agree with what you're saying, but the vast majority of people want to change society. They want to change the way the world mm-hmm. is for them. A more effective way is to withdraw.
We want to be as non-threatening as we possibly can at as many levels as we can. You know what? We don't want to threaten people's society or their, the way that they do their life. I would prefer not to even have to, do anything that indirectly threatens people's jobs. I guess we sort of can't help that in a way. But, if people are working for the government, I don't want them to feel like they're going to suffer if we win.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's why I like the approach of just letting the bureaucrats have their bureaucracies and let them, take ownership, essentially, of their bureaucracy. That way, at least they'll have some assets they can sell off or they can possibly maybe turn into a profitable business someday. Dave, congratulations on your experiment today and much future success to the things that you're doing. And once again, go see his report tonight. It's going to be up tonight, right, Dave?
Yeah, it should be up in half an hour.
All right, go to RidleyReport.com, and thank you for the call tonight, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, 800-259-9231. He's got to be one of the most courageous activists we have on the ground here in New Hampshire. Hands down. Hands down.
You know, what's really great is he's done, like we have, is he's managed to turn activism into profit.
Mm-hmm.
He is living on RidleyReport.com, the advertising that comes from there. Now, he's a man of, you know, he can live on very little. He's a frugal, thrifty individual, and he can live on very little. And but for him, he's doing enough. He's doing what he wants in his life.
Yeah.
You're never going to be the richest guy on the planet. So trying to be the rich guy is a failing proposition because there's always somebody out there with more money than you.
Even old Bill Gates is no longer the richest.
You might as well do what you want to do. And if what you want to do is bring liberty, I'm passionate about that.
Let's continue.
As long as you have a comfortable life and you're happy.
A little bit of time left for Matt in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you guys about Bernanke cutting the interest rate on the dollar to 2% today.
Okay, what's that mean?
It means that, you know, the inflation that we've had already is nothing compared to what's up, and it's just less and less and less trust in the federal government altogether. I'm actually about to move to New Hampshire in a few months and join you guys.
Are you a Free State Project member?
No, I actually am about to go sign up for it.
Excellent.
I convinced the guy to go with me, too, so I'm bringing a roommate along.
Excellent. Do you know how hard it is?
Sign him up, too.
So many people have such a difficult time getting people to sign up for the Free State Project. And
we actually checked Pork Manor a couple days ago. It's pretty cool. It helps a lot for people that are trying to move over there.
Porkmanor.com?
Yeah, PORCMANOR.com.
And
so,
you heard about that from
tool,
Free Talk Live,
I recommend
right?
everybody check it out.
And you heard about that from Free Talk Live?
Yeah, I heard it on your show a couple days ago. I actually just started listening not too long ago, and I absolutely love your guys' show.
So wait, you started listening recently, and this is like you first heard about the Free State Project from us?
No, I actually met somebody who's a Free State Project member out where I live here, and he's planning to move in a couple months, too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm actually a Floridian, a native Floridian. I live in Washington State now, but I grew up in Fort Lauderdale. So I can tell everybody who has doubts about moving to the cold, you get used to it.
Yep.
It's not bad. I mean, it's great having seasons. You know, growing up in Florida, we just tend to have a year-round summer.
If you don't like it, don't stand out in it. You don't have to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would actually rather be cold. You can always put more clothes on than hot and humid. You can't really do too much about
no
that.
No doubt about it. That's exciting, man. So you're going to be up here in time for Porkfest?
I'm trying to make it out for Porkfest. I'm actually trying to move in about November.
Either way, we look forward to seeing you, and thank you for the call tonight. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Are you